Since this is a little more informal Sunday, I thought I would offer this reflection from the lectern rather than the pulpit this day. And the reflection is on a passage from the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, from the book of Ecclesiastes, a passage that's very well known. It will be familiar, I think, to many of you. It also became a famous folk song in the 1960s. The first one that I'll read is from Ecclesiastes, which is in the third chapter. But then the second single verse that I will read is from the book of Ecclesiasticus, which is actually in the intertestamental literature, which is the grouping of some books that are sometimes, if you grew up Catholic, you knew as the Apocrypha, but is between the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, and the New Testament. But the first one is Ecclesiastes 3, and it reminds us that regardless of the season, season of the year, season of our lives, there is a time for everything. There is a time and a season for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. Time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh. There's a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time for war and a time for peace. For God has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. I know that there is nothing better for people than to be pleased, happy, and to do good while they live. And then from Ecclesiasticus, a faithful friend is the elixir of life. A new year, and this is our tradition, often brings new hopes and expectations, right? A new year often has us making resolutions. But I also wonder if it might have felt more natural, that is, this anticipation of a fresh start with a new year, this resolution that something will change tomorrow, I wonder if that might have felt more natural back in the 18th century in England and in colonial America. And I say that it might have made more sense back then because until 1752, on the calendar, New Year's began on March 25th. That was New Year's Day until 1752. I mean, that makes sense, right? I mean, it's the hope for a new year that arrives with the springtime, that arrives with Easter. March 25th is the new year, mirrors the natural cycle of the earth, a feeling of new life in the fields, and that remarkable spring green that comes when the leaves are new and the blooms are coming up as the world is rebirthed. And springtime, around the end of March, often then brings our celebration of the resurrection of Christ as well. I don't know about you, but it all makes sense to me to mark the beginning of the new year near the end of March. Just as the world is warming up, just as we are singing, Christ the Lord is risen today. But here we are, December 31st, in the bleak midwinter. And you and I know, right? We've been around long enough that the cold and snow will stay for a while. But as I said at the beginning, I love the snow. But still, the spring, it awaits to be. But you know, there is a song of the new year, a traditional song that celebrates the warmth of both looking back on the past and looking ahead, regardless of what the thermometer reads. It's a song that asks us to remember, as one year ends and the new one unfolds, something that bridges all the years. And the song asks us to remember God's gift of friendship. The song, and we'll sing it in a few minutes, is Auld Lang Syne. The famous refrain that simply means old, long since. Today we would say, probably less poetically, long, long ago, or in days gone by. We actually don't know how old the song is, but Scotland's most famous poet, Robert Burns, claimed to have discovered Auld Lang Syne when an old, he wrote, lowland Scot sang it for him. And Burns improved upon its poetry. But that was sometime in the 1790s. Almost all of us know the refrain to Auld Lang Syne because we might sing it on New Year's Eve, or we hear it sung in movies or on the television as the ball drops. But still, in some countries, in Scotland in particular, on New Year's Eve, it is a common practice that people sort of join themselves together by joining hands and singing, especially on the last verse, Auld Lang Syne. The tradition is this. We're going to try it in our own way in a few minutes, but don't get too nervous, is that not only do you extend a hand, you might have to extend a hand to some if that works better, but if you can, the tradition is you cross your arms across your heart to the person next to you. Because the final verse of Auld Lang Syne is, "And here's a hand, my trusty friend, and give me a hand of thine." And then they talk of a cup of kindness being shared. So here is the song. We're not going to sing it yet. Just listen to the words. Ricky will lower the screen, not yet, but in a few minutes. "Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot and Auld Lang Syne. For Auld Lang Syne, my dear, for Auld Lang Syne, we'll take a cup of kindness yet for Auld Lang Syne." And now the remembrance of a childhood. "We too have run about the hills, we picked the daisies fine, but now we've wandered many a weary foot since Auld Lang Syne. We too have paddled in the stream from morning sun till dine, but now seas between us broad have roared since Auld Lang Syne. And here's a trusty hand, my friend, and give me a hand of thine, and we'll take a right goodwill draft for Auld Lang Syne." I love those verses that most of us never get around to singing. I love it because not only is it a toast that people say, but it's really a tribute to treasured time spent roaming Scottish hills, swimming brisk Scottish streams with a cherished childhood companion that now the years or even the oceans have separated. I know that a new year is a good time for new resolutions, but the ending of an old year, which is what we're still doing today, is perfect for reflection on the past. And I don't mean lesson learning reflections for future improvement, but some reflection is meant simply to treasure with gratitude what we were once given. And perhaps its time has passed. John Piper wrote that old friendships are exactly that sort of treasure. And few gifts in life are as precious as companions with whom we once spent long summer days and talked long into the night, with whom we shared thrilling adventures and disastrous mishaps that we did not wish to tell our parents of. Persons with whom we bent over in convulsive laughter and sat silently in tears. Persons in whom we confided the hopes and fears of our youthful years. Our old acquaintances, particularly those who helped us see the world and ourselves in new ways, should not be forgotten. They should be recalled with gratitude. because good friends, a faithful friend, as it says in Ecclesiasticus, those are the elixir of life. They are a gift from God. And both friends and Christ leave an indelible imprint on our souls, and they continue to still shape who we are. So the ending of one year and the beginning of a new one is a good time. Maybe it is the time to schedule that lunch or make that phone call or write that email or maybe even that old-fashioned handwritten letter to a cherished friend simply to express again or at last what they have meant to you and still mean to you. And in some cases, that is no longer possible. So why not honor that friendship and tell someone the story of your old friend? And so as we close out 2023 and are about to embark on 2024, let us truly take a sip from the prayerful cup of thankfulness and be grateful for the kindness of God we have experienced in the gift of friendship. The final verse of Auld Lang Syne. And here's a friend, hand my trusty friend, and give me a hand of thine, and we'll take a right goodwill draft for Auld Lang Syne. So, Ricky's going to lower the screen for us. The choir is going to come out so they can see it, and let us find a way to come together, sort of come closer to the center aisle, wherever you're seated, because we're going to stand to sing this. And you can join hands across the aisle. The person next to you, if you wish, you can do it on the last verse. Cross your hands, as they say. And it won't be a perfect circle, but we will sing this song that celebrates the gift of friendship. So come on, and just come on closer to people. We won't form a circle. The choir will join with you. The choir will lead us, but they'll also show us how to do.